Is there any commission remarks? Commissioner, I will make a statement this week. We do have the Taney County Spring Cleanup. That'll be April 14th and 15th at two locations, one at 274 Buchanan Road and the other one at the Taney County Recycling Center, 20,058 U.S. Highway 160 in Forsyth, 3 miles east of Forsyth. They will not be accepting tires at that one, so those would need to go to the Buchanan location. Moving down the agenda, we have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 471175 through 471246, warrants 8107 through 8112, 3 transfers or journal entries.
Same with discussion.
Have a second with discussion.
Okay, I just want to make sure. So my form. I just want to make sure our forms are right. You said it right.
Oh, yeah. We had to add one this morning.
And I corrected your form.
Well, it's 471246.
246.
Mine says 4711246.
Someone this should be. This
one. I just want to make sure we're all, because we have to sign three copies.
Yeah.
I want to make sure all three copies say the same.
And it's 471246.
Okay, that one says it. What does yours say?
1-1.
Yeah. No, right here. 470.
Just whenever we sign
when
it, we
someone think. Was typing their finger state too.
Right.
Okay, so it should just be 1.
Mm-hmm. 471. You look at the
first one, yes, and right it is here. Correct, yeah. Yeah, so it is corrected on the top of that one.
I just want to make sure, because we sign three copies, so I just want to make sure all three copies are the same.
Yep, I only changed the last number there. I did not realize that. Thank you for catching that.
471246.
Okay. 1246.
So which three copies do you want us to sign here? Do you have all
three? I have all three, correct.
Okay, okay. Because in the past you hadn't. So. Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Skipping over the previous meeting minutes, we'll move down to approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. We have our budget monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
GCR ended the March month at $12,008,850.10. The Road and Bridge CART Fund ended at $2,211,788.24. And the Road and Bridge fund ended at $16,509,801.76. The law enforcement tax fund is at $5,316,123.61. And the sewer is at $15,013,417.14. The total amounts in the county's funds are $66,551,970.44. Some of these monies are not county funds, but funds that pass through to schools, Department of Revenue, Fire, Railroad, etc. That's the monthly report. Thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Do we have any questions?
No.
No. Thank you. Next on our agenda is the University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
I do have
Since there are impact reports from the specialists that serve Taney County.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Start with our biggest, happiest news for Taney County is we are adding an ag business specialist to Taney County office. This will be in addition to the 4-H specialist position that was slated to be here as well. So we will have two specialists.
She'll need you to state your name.
Oh, sorry. Sarah Havens, University of Missouri Extension Regional Director for Southwest. Big news, ag business specialist is coming to Taney County office. That'll be in addition to the 4-H specialist position. So there'll be two specialists that'll be in that office as soon as we can get those filled. So the ag business specialist will be, they'll be there as a resource for any type of, for farmers who are looking to do value-added products. We're hoping to get someone with a little bit of an urban ag value-added products background to be in Taney County so that they can kind of work between Branson, Christian County, and Greene County areas with some of our producers that do the urban ag and value-added products. So in addition to traditional ag processes. So, and then I brought with me the impact reports. Tim Schnackenberg had a very successful gardening workshop. So they did a spring gardening workshop, and they had 220 people there. So they have really large numbers for that, which was really exciting. Kelly McGowan is one of our horticulture specialists, and she spoke at that. And I think she's planning to come down later this year to also meet with you and introduce herself to you as well. So,
in which department is she with?
She's horticulture.
Horticulture, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And then March 30th and 31st was our MU for You conference on campus. So council members and county support were invited to that to learn a little bit more about extension, the university, to get more resources to use. One thing that was spoke about there that might be of interest is the tax county option. So this is something some other counties have been doing, it mostly in northern Missouri. They've been putting a tax option out, and that supports extension. So if you're interested, I can get you more info on that.
Under your upcoming programs, it has an arthritis foundation walk with ease mm-hmm. on April the 14th. Mm-hmm. Is there a, and it's talking how that is to help with the symptoms of arthritis and so forth. Is there a charge on that?
No charge on that one.
And that is, where's that held at?
Where is that one held at? At the Senior Center, the Branson Hollister Senior Center. And then I think something else that was on my list to perhaps discuss this morning is Janice is still the CES or EES for Taney County, and as they're getting ready to refill the Linda's position upon her retirement, we were wondering about the wording for supervision of that position. Does that make sense? I think right now it has it under the commissioners, and we want to keep it that way, but we're wondering about if there's any wording for Janice to be able to train that person. Does that make sense? That's the question.
For Janice to train rather than Linda, who's in the office for 20 years.
So Linda will be training them when they come on, but after Linda retires completely, we will need somebody that will be kind of the trainer and signer of paycheck, or not paycheck, signer of timesheets for her. And we don't right now have that in writing anywhere, I believe.
I believe her timesheets, all county employees, she's a county employee, I believe all timesheets are signed by the county commission, yes.
Okay.
Commissioner.
Okay.
They will go to the county commission office.
Okay. Will Janice have to sign those first?
The department head usually has a signature line for them, yeah.
Okay. Who signs it now before it gets to you?
Well, Linda signed everything.
I say, I think Linda does.
So yeah, because yeah. Okay. She is who is there. Right. No one else is there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Renee would sign Linda's, I believe. Or
we'll look into it. Don okay. Mueller will know.
Okay.
Yeah, Don okay. would probably be the best person to talk about that.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. We can figure the logistics out.
Okay. Yep. I just Janice had brought to my attention about trying to figure out that.
Has the application been posted?
I believe so, but I can't speak with certainty on that. So they've been Janice has been overseeing that process.
They have a board set up that will interview the applicants when he comes. Yeah. And the department head of that, is that Linda? Is that the person that's...
Linda, no, Linda doesn't sign. Some person supervisor signs her
own time. Okay, so currently...
But whenever she's not available, then the county commission gets it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's her payroll clerk, and that's who deals with that.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, I said Don Mueller, I meant Don Ballou.
The reason I mention the program, I realize it's on our sheet, but the reason I mention is we are on air and Vincent's available to the public. That's what the extension office is to serve, you know, the citizens. So they would be aware of them.
Yes.
And okay. I'm assuming these are posted on your website?
They are. They are. I believe that she has registration set up for that through our online registration system. So we do have an online registration system, so there's a thing that, or you can call Linda directly at the Taney County office, and she'll sign folks up for it as well. Questions for me this morning?
I don't. Do you have anything?
No. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next on our agenda is bid recommendation for concrete number 2023-522. We have Ms. Nikki Lawrence and Devin Huff, Road and Bridge Administrator.
RFB 2023-522 concrete. We received three bids, one of which was immediately disqualified due to not submitting mileage sheets, which it's very clear in the RFB that that was one thing that they needed to do. So that brought it down to two. Our recommendation is to award American RNC doing business as Buchanan Materials and Tri-Lakes Ready Mix as primary and Table Rock.